from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. I am happy to be here. I imagine that Rob is happy to be here, too. If you missed it, I told you guys the story in the 2 o'clock hour. Someone tried to steal my car this weekend. Now, I don't know who tried to steal my car this weekend, obviously. But I was going back to my vehicle on Friday, you know, to drive it. I then realized that the window was down. I was like, that's odd. I know I didn't roll the window down. I then got closer. Rob, all I saw was broken glass everywhere. And then, you know, you start to get worried. Oh, man, what did they steal? I then go in the back seat and nothing was missing. It was like it was untouched. It's like, oh, that's weird. So then I open up the car. I then look and I saw that they had went through the glove box, but like oddly, they didn't take anything. And I'm thinking, this is really weird. Like, what happened? I got ops. I didn't know. I had no clue that the guys over at 810 were trying to set me up. How they get the drop on me? And then I looked to my steering wheel. I looked to the car. And let me tell you, these boys, they ripped out my ignition and they were trying to hotwire my vehicle and trying to drive off with my car. I paid off that car. Now, one part of me, I was like, man, that kind of stinks. Now I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I put the key into the ignition. I tried to turn it. It would not fit. It would not turn. That car, I cannot drive that vehicle right now. So I had to get it towed somewhere and had to get it figured out. And that's not that big of a deal. That's not even the real reason I'm telling you guys this story. So today, I went to go get a rental vehicle while, you know, they're fixing my car to get me back up and running. And Rob, they gave me the nice 2024 Chevy Camaro. And I'm telling you guys, I get it. Now, I'm not saying that I advocate or I'm here endorsing what Rasheed Rice did, because I am not doing that in any way. I'm saying is once I got behind that car and I got on the highway and I got on I-35 and I was coming back to work, I understood the urge to open that bad boy up a little bit and see what it can really do. I got it. Now, I've never had a car like that. Usually, Rob, I'm an SUV man myself. My first car was a 1998 GMC Jimny. I've just always been an SUV guy. Something about them. I just like the extra room. I like the way that they feel. I like being a little higher up. I am an SUV guy. But boy, as I was driving that Camaro, I got it. No, I got it. I'm telling you, I understood. And it wasn't that much more of an upgrade over what I was already going to get. They tried to give me a Nissan Murano. Now, if you were sitting there and right next to it is a 2024 Murano and the Camaro, which one would you have driven off the Enterprise lot? Give me that Camaro. So that's what I'm driving all week. I got that car until they get my car fixed. I'm hoping they take their time fixing that Hyundai Santa Fe that I got. Them boys tried to get me. Somebody on the text line says it's the the Kia boys. That's what, when the Geico man called me, I mean, he basically told me the whole thing. He was explaining how they steal the cars and the cars they're looking for. And he was really breaking this down. I was starting to question whether or not he stole my vehicle the way he knew so much about it. He was like, oh, yeah, this is what they do, and this is what they tried to do. This is why they were unsuccessful. This is why they left your car alone. Like, he was really explaining the whole process to me. I was like, oh, okay, all right, I got you. Yeah, no, I get it. No, it makes sense. He was like, oh, man, it's not that big of a deal. You know, we'll get you taken care of. You know, I was like, all right, man, thanks. Thanks, Rob from Geico. Rob was very, very helpful from Geico. Now, someone said, what car do you have? So I usually drive my normal car. It's a Hyundai Santa Fe, but right now I'm pushing that 2024 Chevy Camaro. So I'm going to be driving that for as long as possible. I hope they take 2-3 weeks with my vehicle to get it back to me. And I hope they give me that Chevy Camaro. That's what I want. I'm just saying, I understand. As I now I drove one of those cars, I now understand the desire to open it up a little bit on the highway. And it also, you guys give those kind of cars to children? Some of you gave your 16-year-old, your 17-year-old car a sports vehicle to drive around in. You could not have given that car to me at 16 years old or 17 years old. You could not. I would have killed myself. Certainly would have potentially caused very serious bodily harm to me and everyone around me. You got to have an age restriction on those cars. You can't get behind the wheel of that car if you're 25 or younger. Nah, you can't. Cannot do it. Those cars are not for kids.
This is not the point of your conversation, but if we have such a widespread epidemic of thefts with Kia cars, can we give a cooler name to the group that does it? Because the Kia Boys is the stupidest name. Now, maybe that's the point. Hey, these people are taking cars. Let's give them the goofiest name on earth. The Kia Boys.
I'm guessing they named themselves. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Yo, Kia Boys, I'm here to tell you, I didn't do anything to you guys. I don't have any beef with you guys. I don't know who you are. Leave my vehicle alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. I didn't do anything. You didn't steal anything out of the car. You really just inconvenienced me is what you did. Now I got to pay the deductible. I got to do all of this. I didn't have a car for the weekend. You guys did all of this. So I'm here to tell me, Kia Boys, I got you. You got me, but you didn't take my car. So I'm up 1-0 on you guys. Just leave me alone. Go bother somebody else. Or more importantly, stop bothering people altogether and just find a new hobby. Find something else to do.
Or have a meeting and sit down and rename the group.
Yeah, just find something else to do.
Do you think someone thought that name was cool? Like, they were sitting around being like, we take Kias. They're like, I got it. We're going to call ourselves the Kia Boys.
I don't know, man. Someone on the text line says, I'm an insurance adjuster. They will write their name Kia Boys in the headliner in Sharpie or oil. They made up the name. Someone else said that there's a documentary right now on YouTube about the Kia Boys. This is like a group. The Kia Boys tried to get me. They really tried to get your boy at C. Harrison. I'm telling you, they really, really tried to get me. Someone on the text line says, C. how can you make the Rashee Rice issue sound more understandable? All I'm saying is, if you get behind the wheel of one of those kind of cars, it will make a little bit more sense to you why you would want to drive it fast. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying is, after doing it, I understand when you get on one of those really expensive $100,000, $200,000 Lamborghinis. I mean, the purpose of the Lamborghini, you're not taking your kids to soccer practice in that vehicle. That's not the car that you're taking grandma to church in. No, you're driving that thing fast. I got it. I understood. I got it. I understood a little bit. It made a little bit more sense to me when they handed me the keys and I was on 35. And then you start pressing the gas, like, you start kind of feeling the power of that thing. I was like, all right, Chevy. I see what y'all doing out here. Someone said, have you copped the Kia Boys mixtape? No, I don't want to see any more of their crimes. They got me. We're even. No, I don't want anything with the Shop Boys, the Kia Boys, the Beach Boys. I don't want nothing to do with those boys. Not at all. All right, Rob, let's get to the top stories of the day.
While you're stuck in traffic on your drive home, The Drive gets you caught up on the biggest sports stories in Kansas City and around the country. It's the hits only on The Drive, number one.
Well, carrying the top story of the day in Kansas City is earlier today we found out it's officially official. Bobby Witt Jr., the Royal Star shortstop, will be participating in the Home Run Derby next week during the All-Star break. He was on this very radio show just last week, and we asked him, hey, if you were asked, would you take part in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool just kind of do it in the home state, and I've done one back in high school, and so yeah, I've seen Salvi do him, and he said he enjoyed him a lot, and so yeah, it'd be kind of cool.
Has anybody reached out to you? Has anybody asked you to do it?
No, not really. So it's just kind of one of those things that maybe, I don't know.
Carrington, it's officially official. Bobby Witt, among others, including Gunnar Henderson, will be taking part in the Home Run Derby this year. Can we just take a moment to applaud baseball for doing the right thing and getting some of their biggest stars in one of their biggest events during the Midsummer Classic?
All right, Rob, if you can you cut the music for just a little bit? Because this is a really important message that I would love for baseball to hear and I would love for baseball to take note of. I'm going to give you guys a free tip. A free tip. This is what I would encourage you guys to do over the course of next week. This is what I would encourage you to do. I would take Gunnar Henderson. I would take Bobby Witt Jr. I would take Ellie De La Cruz. I would take all of the great young stars that you have in baseball. And you obviously have a lot of great sponsors and people that help you put on these baseball games. And for 3 days, I would have them go around and meet every single sponsor, sit down and talk to them, start filming commercials. That is more important than the game. Baseball, you have been given a gift from the baseball gods. 19 players in this year's All-Star game are first-timers and also under the age of 27 years old. Baseball missed an opportunity with Mike Trout. Now, we can say some of that's personality, whatever it is. Baseball did a terrible job in marketing Mike Trout. An awful job at marketing him. Can we not make the same mistake twice? Not when you have superstar shortstops from Los Angeles to Kansas City to Cincinnati to Baltimore, everywhere in Major League Baseball. What are we doing as a billion-dollar company to promote these individuals and make more of them a household name? Is it ever going to be how it was at the 90s? No. I don't think that Bobby Witt Jr. is getting a Nike signature shoe the way that Ken Griffey Jr. did. I don't think that one of these guys is going to become the new Chipper Jones, but can you do a little bit better? Can you make them more marketable? Can you make them more visible? Can you get the average American to know what Gunnar Henderson looks like? Can you get the average American to know what Bobby Witt Jr. looks like and sounds like? You got television deals with all of these companies. You know what you need to do? Put Bobby Witt Jr. on First Take this upcoming week. Put Gunnar Henderson and have him sit down with Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and play the games and do all of these cool stuff. It's got to be a couple of these guys that got some personality. I mean, one of your players is dating Olivia Dunn, who might be the most famous gymnast in the world, or certainly on this side of the country, this side of Simone Biles. He needs to be everywhere over the next 5 days. So that is my advice, baseball. I know you guys have done a really poor job of doing this of late, but I'm telling you, when was the last time that you got sick of seeing a baseball player? You know how sometimes around the country people are like, man, I'm tired of seeing Patrick Mahomes. You know when you're watching a football game and then Patrick Mahomes will throw a touchdown pass and then they'll go to commercial break and then he's selling you insurance, he's selling you water, he's selling you glasses, he's selling you five different things, and then they come back and then they show you more Patrick Mahomes. That's how they need to do more baseball players. A lot of it takes a village. You need a little bit of everybody. But you got the stars, you got the potential. You just got to seize it. That's it. You just gotta seize it. So that's what I want baseball to do over the course of the next 10 days. You're gonna have Bobby Witt Jr. right there. Gunnar Henderson's right there. We can go up and down the list. There's so many great young baseball players. Please market them better than you did the previous generation when you fumbled it at almost every single opportunity.
Two.
Speaking of the Kansas City Royals, Carrington, they are going to have four All-Stars next week at the All-Star Game. Very big representation for the boys in blue. They're going to have the aforementioned Bobby Witt, the captain, Salvador Perez, Seth Lugo, the Cy Young candidate, and Cole Reagans also made the All-Star Game. Carrington, are you surprised the Royals are carrying four All-Stars considering all the situation around Major League Baseball and how they're trying to spread the wealth? The whole deal, are you surprised Cole Reagans specifically was the Royals' fourth and final All-Star?
I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that Cole Reagans made the team. I'm not super surprised that he made the team. I just thought that they were going to take Lugo, they were going to take Witt, they were going to take Salvador Perez. I thought that they were going to make the Royals choose, so to speak, when it came to Reagans and Seth Lugo. And they didn't do that. So congratulations to Reagans. He certainly is deserving of it. I never questioned whether or not Seth Lugo was going to make it. When you have double-digit wins and a sub-3 ERA the way that he does in the first half of the season, you are going to be included in the All-Star game. So I am really happy that all four of them made it. I certainly think that all four of them are deserving. I just thought they were going to make the Royals choose on which starting pitcher they were going to have to take. And they took both of them. It's the first time in Royals franchise history that they have gotten multiple starting pitchers to the All-Star team.
Three. All right, Kenton, it's been all kumbaya. We're 16 minutes in the top of the hour. It's been happy-go-lucky with the Royals, but let's sprinkle in a little bit of that negativity that people have come to know and love from this here radio show.
That's mostly you. You know what? Let me hold on. Turn the music down real quick. Hold on. I want to rebrand myself this football season. I don't want to be Chargers Dot anymore. I want to be seen in a completely different light. I don't want to be viewed as Buzz Killington and negative anymore. You guys usually force me to be that way. Can we come to an agreement? Let's come to an agreement. I'll try to be more positive if you guys try to be more realistic, because I know what's going to happen. Training camp is in 2 weeks. You guys are going to tell me how Jared Wiley is going to have 700 yards receiving this year and 5 touchdowns, and then I got to be the one to find the stats to tell you that that's wrong, and then I'm going to be negative, and we're going to start this cycle. I don't want to be a part of that anymore. I want to be viewed as the positive radio host in Kansas City. You guys have very unfairly branded me as being negative. I don't think that's right. So can we come to an agreement right now on the 8th day of July? Can we come to an agreement that I will try to be a little bit more positive if you guys try to be a little bit more realistic this season? Because I know what you guys are doing. You guys are going to tell me the Chiefs are going to win 12 games, and then when I pick them to lose one, I'm the worst person in the world. Well, hold on. You had them losing games. Now I can't have them to lose games. We got to be on the same page here. That's it. Now, this is what I want to be, I don't know, negative. Just I don't know the term. I really don't know the term. They are in a serious race for the wild card. Now, I know the division, and Vern tells me not to give up the division. We just disagree. The Royals are 9 games out of the division. They are not winning the division. But when you look at the wild card, hey, they're in a real race there. They're 1.5 games back. And the team that is directly in front of them, well, what do you know? They play them this weekend at Fenway Park. So the Royals are still very much in it, very much in it. If the Royals miss the playoffs by 1 or 2 games, we are going to look back to the last like 14 days or so is why they missed the postseason. You remember that really difficult stretch that they had where they played Seattle, they played Cleveland, they played the Yankees, they played the Dodgers, and I would say they did okay during that stretch. They didn't knock your socks off. They didn't blow the doors off, but they treaded water during that stretch, and I'm happy that they did that. You then can't come back on the back end and have a series against Oakland, and you lose the series. Oakland's terrible. Oakland is 34-58. They're the second worst team in the American League. They're bad. You then can't turn around on the back half of that and you play the worst team in the National League in the Colorado Rockies and you lost. You lost the series to them. Colorado has a negative 149 run differential. They are terrible. There are only a handful of baseball teams that you would say are out of it. Miami is out of it. Colorado is out of it. Oakland, Chicago, the Angels are out of it. They've lost the series to 2 of those 5 teams over the course of the last 2 weeks or so. So I'm not here to be negative, and I am still very much hopeful, very much positive, very much in on the Royals and their playoff chances. But, man, they have let some big-time opportunities go over these last couple of weeks when the schedule, it started to get easier for them. It really did. It got easier. And they haven't taken advantage of it in the ways that I think they should. And if you look at the American League, hey, Boston's pretty good. And Houston, that team, they got off to the really slow start. They're over 500 now, and the Royals are only two games up over Houston. If you were playing the historically game, who's more likely to finish strong? The answer is overwhelmingly Houston. Houston has won at least 90 games in each of the last seven seasons. Houston has gotten hot and will probably continue to stay hot. I think we all have been waiting for the Royals to kind of catch fire again and win 7 of 10, win 8 of 13, and just go on a little bit of a run here, kind of how they did in May. And we are still waiting for that to happen. I still think it's there. They're going to go on one more run. But, I mean, the rest of the American League, we are seeing that the cream is starting to separate itself a little bit. Yankees, Twins, Red Sox, Royals, Astros. I mean, you got those five teams fighting for three spots. Maybe you could say Tampa Bay's in it. I don't know if they're in it. They haven't really gotten hot. They're not playing great baseball. But if you're looking at it, it is those five teams, Yankees, Twins, Red Sox, Royals, and Astros, five teams fighting for three spots. And we'll see if the Royals can grab one of those spots.
I remember at the beginning of the season, and this was not something that me and you felt, but there was a notion from the text line, Royals Twitter, fans, whatever, that as the Royals were gobbling up wins against the putrid White Sox and the bad Blue Jays and a lot of the riffraff of baseball, people were like, well, they're just not, they're being bad teams. That's easy. Let's wait till we get to the hard part of the schedule. Then they're going to be done winning all these games. It looked like fans waiting for the other shoe to drop. And me and you were consistent on the show, and Denny has said this a bunch on the show as well. Man, the other team is still a major league team. So beating up on the riffraff is not just some foregone conclusion. This is not college football where you schedule an FCS opponent and 90% of the time that happens, you go out and you're getting a dub. We saw that with the Royals in April and May. And now in June, they are failing to capitalize on that moment. I'm betting at the end of the year, if you look at their record against teams under 500, it's still going to be overwhelmingly positive. But it is frustrating as a Royals fan to see them regress a little bit in their ability versus under 500 teams. And that regression is hitting right in the moments you don't want it to hit. July, August, September, you want to be rounding into form and playing your best baseball, not slipping up on the road against Colorado, who the only thing they have to look forward to this year is who are we trading for scrap heap parts? It just, that is not when you want to be saying, well, they're kind of struggling against bad teams. It's not the time.
I want to give you guys one stat before we take a quick break here. So Salvador Perez was named to the All-Star team. He is one of seven catchers in baseball history with the following: 1,500 hits, 260 home runs, 9 All-Star selections. Let me give you the other six: Johnny Bench, Yogi Berra, Gary Carter, Carlton Fisk, Mike Piazza, and Pudge Rodriguez. All the guys that I've named, they are all in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I am tired of arguing the opposite side of this. You need to be on the right side of this, and you need to be on the side, and I imagine many of you are. Salvador Perez is one day going to the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, he is not Yadier Molina. If you were looking at accolades, Yadi has done a little bit more than he has. He is not Buster Posey, who has also done a little bit more than he has. I am not telling you that Salvi is getting in the first ballot. It's really hard to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But you know, the thing is, they keep voting after you don't make it the first time. You get a second time and a third time. And eventually, sometimes guys get in. Salvador Perez is going to be one of those people that on his third or fourth try, he is going to be inducted into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. If you look at his accolades and what he has accomplished, he is a 9-time All-Star, World Series champion, World Series MVP. Whatever MLB first team is, they just created that thing after COVID. They just made up a new category of baseball, which is perfectly fine. He is a 5-time Gold Glove winner, 4-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and he led the baseball in home runs and RBIs in 2021 in his 30s. Like, what are we doing here? That guy is not just an All-Star. That guy is a Hall of Fame player. He is one of the best players of his era of any generation. So I am done arguing it. I am done trying to find, oh, hey, this guy makes this point. No, your point is not valid anymore. At this point, you have to argue to me why he is not a Hall of Famer. You have to tell me what doesn't qualify him for the Hall of Fame. Because I can give you a bunch of stats and a bunch of numbers. Hey, these are the guys that are in there. Salvi has done all of these things. So Salvi has done everything that Yadier Molina has done in his career. And other than win MVP, he has done everything else that Buster Posey has done. And again, Posey should get in before him. Yadier Molina will get in before him. But right there underneath it, so if Posey is wearing the gold medal and Yadier Molina has the silver, they are giving out a bronze, and the person that gets the bronze medal is Salvador Perez. Coming up on the other side, Danny Parkins, friend of the show. He was on Colin Cowherd earlier today, not as a guest. He is filling in for Colin Cowherd for the next 2 days. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I want to read this to you guys really quickly and get your thoughts on it. I have noticed in all of this, and I get it, the reporting from the Kansas side is just met with so much hopefulness and enthusiasm. And then whenever the Missouri side gives you any news and information, it's like, eh, okay. Like, hold on. Kansas does anything. It's like, oh, they're moving. They're moving. Oh, watch out, Missouri. Missouri replies. It's like, oh, boo, we don't want to hear this. Like, hold on. Hold on here. It's an even fight. One side still has the teams. Like, we have to factor them into the conversation. So the governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, he told Fox 4 earlier today, they asked him on whether he wanted the Royals to go to Clay County in North Kansas City. He said, quote, "Well, I don't think there's any question that you have to look at all options on the table, and that's why we're here today. I mean, Clay County was a great meeting. I think those people are very serious about trying to be part of the solution. But again, the teams have to be involved. A lot of things have to happen." He met with Kansas City. He met with North Kansas City. He met with everybody here. You know, he's trying to figure out a solution. I think I've told you guys this, but if I haven't, let me just this is what I think is going to happen. You can think something different. This is what I think is going to happen. I believe the Chiefs are going to stay at the Truman Sports Complex, and they're going to get a brand new stadium because of the vote not passing. I think they are going to play Kansas and Missouri against each other. I think Missouri is going to be too afraid of losing the Rams and the Chiefs. They will acquiesce to whatever Clark Hunt wants them to do to keep the teams. I believe they are getting a new stadium, largely paid for by us, in the next 10 years. I think the Royals are moving to North Kansas City. I think they really want to move to downtown. I don't think downtown is as viable as maybe they think it is or should be. And I think eventually the Royals move north of Kansas City. Now, I haven't really fully fleshed out this part of it. I could see some joint effort the same way that we heard that, hey, Wyandotte and Johnson County could come together for a vote. I could see a scenario in which Jackson County and Clay County come together for a vote for a tax to help the Royals to keep them on this side of state line. I think that is a possibility of happening. I just don't know if Clay can support a professional baseball team on its own. And I think they're going to need a little bit of help, and you're going to need the overwhelming population of Jackson County, at least in comparison to what you have as a county. So if you want my prediction of what's going to happen, I think the Royals are staying at the Truman Sports Complex, and I think that sometime in the next 3 years, the Royals make an announcement that they are moving to North Kansas City.
We just disagree on the future, but, you know, that's interesting. We'll let it play out. Can I tell you why the reporting is different? Because you mentioned who Mike Parsons, the governor of Missouri, met with today. Did you hear either one of the teams were there? Do you want to know why it's a little different on the Kansas side? Lawyers representing the Chiefs and Royals are at those events, hobnobbing with the Kansas folks. Meanwhile, the governor's in town, and the Royals and Chiefs are MIA. That is one of the reasons why there is a difference in energy, because he can talk to Frank White and the people of North KC until he's blue in the face. If the Royals don't want that, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, but maybe this is where, and you could tell me if this is a bad analogy or not, but we have both seen the breakup, right? In the breakup, she wanted to make things work with Vince Vaughn. She tried it with that one goofy guy. You remember the goofy guy? It didn't really work with her. But then when the other guy came over, when Gary came over, she put on that nice dress. They were going out to get martinis. She really had to make Vince think that there is a chance you could lose me to this guy. If you're the Chiefs and if you're the Royals, you have to play it up like Kansas is viable. Now, I am far more worried about losing the Chiefs than the Royals. I do not believe the Royals are moving to Kansas. I do not believe they are moving. The Chiefs are very, very viable to me. You got the infrastructure there. So much more of the conversation has been about the Chiefs. It is better to have the NFL than have Major League Baseball. I'm not going to make it seem like I'm not worried about the Chiefs in any means. I definitely don't see a scenario in which Missouri is letting both teams walk across state line. The Chiefs are the more likely of the two teams. I just still think that we have never really flushed this thing out of, hey, what is the Chiefs' plan whenever the Royals leave? Even when they were asking for the money, the Chiefs never really unveiled some great plan about what they wanted to do whenever Kauffman Stadium was gone. We agree that it's not going to be there forever. Hell pass for forever. Kauffman Stadium is not going to be there at the end of the decade. At least it's not going to be there at the end of the decade with no plan of what is happening next. So it might still be there in 2030, right? By that time, by the time the decade is over, we will know where New Kauffman Stadium is going to be. And the only other part of the city that has shown real interest in where it could potentially be, even when the Royals were putting out, hey, it could be here, it could be here, it could be here, almost every single option included North Kansas City as a very viable one. That's what made their decision with the Crossroads so confusing. It was like they announced that at the 11th hour. We had never talked. We've been talking about the downtown stadium for 2 years about the Royals. And then right at the end, right when it's time to vote, oh, yeah, we want to put on the Crossroads. Wait, hold on. No one wants this. No one signed up for this. I still look at the plan that they had for Clay County. It was not a bad plan. I didn't want it there, but I certainly, if you're giving me the two options, do I want it in North Kansas City or in North Wyandotte County? Hell, I'll take North Kansas City. I like North Kansas City.
I just think right now, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, it seems like it's still political maneuverings, but it seems like it's less word salad out of the Kansas side. Hey, we vote on the star bonds, passed. We are now making an aggressive push for the teams. The governor is saying, hey, if this hits my desk, I'm signing it because we're open to the idea of making Kansas a professional sports town. Like, they are declarative statements. Meanwhile, our friend Jonathan Kett said Governor Mike Parson of Missouri told Fox 4 and him this today about the Chiefs and Royals not being in that meeting. Quote, I'll be speaking to them at a time, and we've been speaking to them all along. We need to get a plan in place. That doesn't inspire confidence. No,
I can't argue they don't have
like,
a plan.
It's like AI wrote a sentence. I'll be speaking to them at a time. We've been speaking. We need a plan.
I'm sorry.
Google could have put that together. It is why I think people are more excited about the Kansas side, because it seems like Kansas is making declarative moves. They are early moves. We'll see what happens down the stretch. But Missouri is just putting words together and walking away.
It's not funny. I just want to tell you that.
It's not funny,
but it's funny. No, it's funny. That's Missouri. There's really no other way to put it. That is one of the most Missouri things that I think I could set up. Wow. I don't even have another good answer other than wow.
We will be speaking to them at a time. Okay. Well. A lot of open-endedness.
When could that time be? Could be later today? Could be, who knows? Just, hey, eventually.
Time's going to happen.
Yeah, no, eventually. That's like whenever you would ask your folks to go somewhere and they'll be like, we'll see. You will never see. You will forget about this. If you don't say yes or no now, I will have to remind you to tell you that I want to go over to Timmy's house to play N64 later. We'll see is basically you saying no. You just don't want to say it yet. But we'll see is a no. You have never got a we'll see from your parents, and then in an hour, they'd be like, hey, are you ready to go? No, that's never happened. Not one time in the history of parenting. Coming up on the other side, I'm sorry we took a little bit of a detour. We will talk about Danny. Danny is hosting The Herd over the next 2 days. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, the only place in Kansas City that gives you a random Royals lineup.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck. Remember, Mike's got this. 610 Sports Radio. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
I'm very happy to tell you guys the good friend of the show, Danny Parkin. Maybe the first friend of the show, the original, the forefather of the show. He is filling in for Colin Cowherd for the next 2 days. He was on there earlier today. So if you want to check out the YouTube page, you certainly can. He was on the TV version of it, not just the radio version. He was on the TV. Danny Parkins had him a nice little blue shirt on. He was on the TV earlier today, filling in for our guy, Colin Cowherd. And tomorrow he is on there as well. Now, Colin will be back on Wednesday, but you know what? I was proud of Danny today. We watched probably about an hour of it here back at work. I had to go get my car from Enterprise earlier today, so I didn't get a chance to watch all of it. But, oh, I DVR'd it. I'm excited to watch it later today. Very proud of Danny, very happy for Danny, and I would encourage you guys. I'm normally not telling you to go listen to other people's radio show, not really the business that I'm in. But you know what? If there's one radio show I would encourage you to listen to, it's tomorrow from 11 to 2. I would encourage you to listen to The Herd and listen to Danny Parkins as he is filling in. He was on there earlier today. He gave 3 over bets and 3 under bets. What a Danny segment. I mean, this is right up the alley for Danny. I know this was not given to him. This is what Danny wanted to talk about today. Here are his 3 favorite over bets this year in the NFL.
I'll give you my three favorite overs and three favorite unders for this upcoming season. And then if nothing else, you can hold it against me come December or January once we see whether or not these predictions have gone well or terribly. So we'll start with the teams that I think will exceed expectations on their number. And we will start with the Super Bowl favorites, the Kansas City Chiefs. This stat, in fact, I feel like does not get nearly enough attention. I know it does in the gambling world, but I'm talking mainstream. So the Chiefs over-under is at 11.5. Andy Reid now has been there a while. He has signed multiple contract extensions since getting to Kansas City. The Chiefs have gone over their win total every single season that Andy Reid is there. The next team gets so much talk, so much attention, but all for things that don't really matter on the field. Dallas Cowboys over 10.5 wins. They've won 12 straight. They've won 12 games three straight years. No, they win 11. That would still be an over. The talk is, okay, they brought back Zeke Elliott and they lost Tony Pollard. It's a downgrade. They lost a couple of offensive linemen. I'm in agreement. It's a downgrade. The team did not get better. They've been stuck in quicksand this offseason. But I think Philly's going to get worse. We'll get to them in a second. The rest of the division is still bad. And then the Atlanta Falcons are my third over that I absolutely love. I've actually said that this team reminds me of last year's Detroit Lions. I'm not saying that they're going to make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. But while the NFC North has now caught up a little bit to Detroit, the NFC South has not caught up to Atlanta.
All right, Rob, I'll ask you this question before we play the unders. I want to again encourage you guys to listen to Danny tomorrow as he's filling in for Colin Cowherd. The Chiefs, the Cowboys, or the Falcons. If you can only pick the over for one of them, I give you a free bet right now. I give you $50 on a free bet. Which of those three teams would you take the over on? The Chiefs, the Cowboys, or the Falcons?
Chiefs. I mean, I didn't know the Chiefs number was that low. I'll be real honest with you. I know that the Chiefs, what, were a 10-7 team, 11-6 team last year, so I guess it's part of it, but they've upgraded everywhere, and the schedule gods smile a little bit on the Chiefs this year. Yeah, it gets hinky with the win and the wear, but the opponents, we think, that's not murderer's row. I mean, yeah, you have the Ravens early, and you have some Bengals early. You have some difficult ones out the gate, but I think the Chiefs are a 12-5, 13-4 type of team this year. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs are the safest of those bets, and I think the number is honestly a little low over in Vegas.
I would agree with you. I would pick the Chiefs, too, just because, I mean, out of those three teams, the one team that I'm certain is going to make the postseason would be the Kansas City Chiefs. Dallas could miss the postseason. They're the Cowboys. Atlanta certainly could miss the postseason. I would be absolutely floored if the Chiefs missed the postseason. And then I'm looking at Atlanta's schedule because Dallas is not the team for me. I'm looking at this schedule for the Falcons, and if they are the team that I think they can be, if everything aligns itself well with Atlanta, they should win double-digit games this year. I'm not telling you that I'm certain Atlanta's going to be really good, but their schedule, listen to the last 8 weeks for Atlanta. New Orleans, Denver, the Chargers, Minnesota, Las Vegas, the Giants, the Commanders, and the Panthers. That's the last 8 weeks of the season for them, and they also have a bye week toward the end of November. There's no real difficult stretch. There's not a single difficult stretch for the Falcons over the course of their schedule. I think Kirk Cousins gives you a good baseline. He is definitely an upgrade over what you have at quarterback. You have the right offensive pieces. Defensively, you should be capable. You should certainly be fine this year. I'm not the biggest Falcons fan in the world, but if they just live up to basic expectations this year, I don't think they're the Lions from last year by any means. I think that team had a lot more high-end talent. But, I mean, their over-under is 9.5. Can they go 10-7 in a weak division? I mean, Tampa Bay won 9 games in that division last year. I think the Falcons on paper are better than what they were last season. Yeah, give me Atlanta to win over 9.5 games this year. I don't like them more than the Chiefs, but I don't want to just pick the Chiefs. Give me the over of Atlanta of 9.5.
Do you have any concern about the coaching? Because, now, maybe I'm just misremembering. Raheem Morris is their coach, who I actually like Raheem Morris. But
I think he's fine.
I also don't know. I think he's a good up-and-comer, and he was part of that Rams culture, and they speak very highly of him, and the Rams culture just keeps pumping out successful head coaches. So there's reason to believe in Raheem Morris, but We think first-year head coach Raheem Morris takes a team and makes them an auto lock for over just because they add Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, you're down on the Jets because they have an old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury. Kirk Cousins, exactly a spring chicken coming off an Achilles injury. Like, I think there are some reasons for concern of what's going on in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think there's some reason for a little bit of cause for concern, but I will say this, and this just popped in my mind. There's more teams I'm certain are going to miss the playoffs than I'm certain are going to make the playoffs. Like, if you're telling me right now, give me your playoff locks and I'll give you $1 million for every team that you are right about making the postseason. Give me $1 million for every team you are 100% certain is going to miss the playoffs. I will give you way more teams that I know are not going to make it. New England is not making the postseason this year. The Commanders are not making the postseason this year. The Tennessee Titans are not making the postseason this year. Carolina is not making the postseason. I could give you five teams right now that I am 100% they are not making the postseason this year. I don't know if I could do that on the flip side, which is why we watch the NFL, why it's so much fun. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you did as well. We are really cooking up something special for next week for the All-Star break. I think we'll be able to tell you guys more tomorrow. We are giving you more chances to qualify for our college football tournament, so keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. I'll catch you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.